There's a Medrash Tanchuma that says the following. Pasuk, famous Pasuk, Eilat Perlus, Noach Ish Tzadik. Noach was a Tzadik. So, what's a Tzadik? In what was he a Tzadik? V'loma Nikra Shmoi Tzadik. The Medrash asks, why is his name called Noach Ish Tzadik? Hoyil vizon es briyosov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since he sustained, he provided the mezonos, the food, to the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He took care of whatever was left or whatever was going to be left of creation. He was mefarnes them, he took care of them. He brought all the food into the teva and made sure they all had everything that they needed, did it in a very gracious way too, Chazal say, giving each one at his appropriate time and so forth. Nase kiboyeroi. He becomes like his creator. So Ish Tzadik is, the pshat is, Noach is called a Tzadik because he is Zon the world, just as Hashem is the Zon of Mefarnes, Noisein Lechem Lechol Bosor. And therefore, he is nase kibuyru. He's made. He becomes like Hashem. Shenemar ki tzadik Hashem stokos ohev. Hashem is a tzadik, and he likes. That's the way they learn pshat in the posuk, that those that do stoko he loves. So memela noyach, because he did this type of tzedakah, giving just like Hashem does, to be zonu mefarnes, the creatures of. Or creation, or whatever was left of them, whatever was going to be left of them. So memele, he's called a tzaddik, and he is nase kibur. He has enlightened himself to be like Hashem in that sense, because he is zon, just like Hashem is zon. V'chein Yosef, shekach siv Yosef too. Yosef, it says, v'yachal kel Yosef, he took care of the whole Mitzrayim. V'nem abo al michrom bekesef tzadik, and it says about Yosef, the posuk in the Novi, that they sold for money this tzadik. And Yosef was also called a tzadik, and Chazal say that the reason he was called a tzadik, it's because of this fact that he was the zon, the mefarnes of Mitzrayim for those years of the famine. So it's interesting that this seems like this business of being zon umefarnes is a very serious thing. In fact, if you look at the Gemara says that why do we call the hoidu that we say the 26 hoidu kiloilam chaste that we say on Shabbos tilim? Why is it called halel hagodol? So the Gemara says, V'loma nikra shmoi halel hagodol. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, mipnei shakodesh baruch hu yeshe berumei shaloylam umachalik mezoines lakol bria. Because of the last posuk, and Rashi says, dichsiv bein noisein lechem lechol bosor, v'haynu dover godol. To be noisein lechem lechol bosor, to be mefarnes a whole world, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, that is the reason that it's called halel. That's a dover godol. It seems that that has a very far-reaching description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look at what else it says in the Halel HaGodol, Ois Neflois Gedolois, he created the Shemesh V'Hayoreach, the lights, he created the whole world, and all of the Nisim and Mitzrayim, and all of the Milchomois that we did in the Midbar, the Sichoin and Oig, and everything, all of this seems to be less great, less significant than this chesed of being zonu mefarnes. And in these particular situations, they were only zonu mefarnes, the people that were in their domain. It wasn't like the whole world, but to Noach it was everybody who was going to be left, and to Yosef it was all of Mitzrayim. So that creates a matzav where they're worthy of being called tzaddik. They've emulated something ad kedei kach that the posuk says ki tzadik Hashem tzedakos ohev, and the medrash says that because he was zon b'riyos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu nase kiboyroi, it elevated Noach to the level to be called that he is enlightened to his creator. Yet if you look at that posuk, the posuk has an ending. The pasuk says, "Is that pasuk? Ki tzadik Hashem tztokos ohev yosher yosher yechezu ponemoi." Hashem is the tzadik. He loves tztokos, those people, the Medrash learns, who do tztokos, who follow in his way, and are zonu mefarnes in a massive way. There's a massive chesed, of an extensive chesed, it seems greater than the chasodim that we mentioned throughout that whole Halil HaGodol, that all of these, it's constant, it's daily, it's to everybody. It has to do with those that are deserving, it has to do with those that are not deserving. Maybe that's why it's called tztokos. The Goyin says the Lashon of tztoko refers to giving beyond what a person deserves. And it's so massive in its chesed that he's considered doime leboiroi. But the pasuk says, yosher yechezu ponemoi. And the Mefarshim there seem to learn the pasuk pshat in the pasuk is that a person who is yosher, a person who is straight, I guess that's honesty and integrity, straight in his ways, he will be zeichet to see the Pnei Hashem. It sounds like, and I'm sure you might have another explanation, but it sounds like that a person can reach a level of being doimel Hashem. I have done such chasodim with such magnitude, with such expansiveness, with so much quality and quantity and maybe quality too, whatever, to the extent that I am considered this tzaddik who is doime, the Lashon is nase kiboiroi. I am now to be likened to Hashem. I'm called the same Lashon of Hashem as tzaddik, tztokos soyev. I'm also a tzaddik, and I am comparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But yet, there's one step that I have to go further. If I want to be zeicher to see the Pnei Hashem, Pnei mo yechazei mo, to really reach that closeness to Hashem, to be to the ultimate, I assume that means dveikus b'Hashem, that's ke'ilu, ponim el ponim ke'ilu, that I come with this intimacy to Hashem, that I see as much as a human being can see, that for that, that's the yosher. That's the straight person. So it sounds like a person can reach a level in the chesed that he does where he could be considered keboiroi, nase keboiroi, but yet to be able to be zeiche to that ultimate close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though I'm considered keboiroi, I'm considered like him, but I need another dimension. And that has to do with my yashrus. That has to do with my integrity. That has to do with the yashrus of thinking, the yashrus of action, the yashrus of midas, everything that has to do with yashrus. And this is really a very significant and, maybe a very scary point as well. We see the extent that a person has to work on tikkun amidas. I can have reached shleimus to the extent in this midas hachesed. I mean, Noach couldn't do anymore. There was no one else to do chesed to. Yosef couldn't do anymore. This is the whole Mitzrayim. He was the mefarnes. He was the parnes. He did everything. Ad kedei kach, then he's considered tzaddik in the gedder of Hashem's tzidkis. He's nase kiboiroi. But that's not enough. A person, this, to get to that ultimate dveikus b'Hashem, to that yechezu pneimoi, a person has to also be mashlim, this midah of yashrus. And it's shayach that he could reach such a level to be comfortably by Chazal called Deimel Hashem, and still he's missing something in his ultimate connection because of that midah say yashrus, which I guess means many things. Number one, it means that Tikkun HaMidas is a lifetime work. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to say that it could take a lifetime to change a midah. I think he's talking about midas that are inherited, but not necessarily universal. Universal midas can't be changed. Habitual midas can be changed more easily. But an inherited midah that a person was born with, and that's part of his mahus, it could take forever to change, but it's an avoida. Chazal say that the whole purpose of the mitzvahs, lo nitna ha-mitzvahs, imras Hashem tzrufo, lo nitna ha-mitzvahs el le tzarif ben esabriyos. The whole purpose of the mitzvahs is to remove the impurities, is to, if there's something lacking in that yashrus, then I have to remove it, and that's the tachlis of all the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs ha-Torah, they're straight, they're erlich, there's integrity, there's honesty, there's responsibility, there's specific guidelines, what's permissible, what's not, what's appropriate, what's not, under what circumstances. A person has to spend so much effort. Today, it seems, from the Balei Musar, that they felt that the Tikkun HaMidos that would happen naturally through the Shmiras HaMitzvahs, Lo Nitna HaMitzvahs El Tzarfenes HaBriyos, are limited, because today we don't do the mitzvahs necessarily with the same focus, with the same kavona, with the same Shleimus HaLev, with the same sincerity. And therefore we need to work specifically on Tikkun HaMidos, which is really what the Avodas HaMusa is all about. The Goyin, they quote in the Evan Shlomo, says, if not for Tikkun HaMidos, Lo Mali Chaim. What's the tachlis? That's the whole purpose of life, Tikkun HaMidos. So I think that we have to put in great effort into Limud HaMusar. And it's only when a person is mamish constantly working on refining and refining again and refining again the Midas that he can eventually achieve such a level. And even if I achieve a high level in a midah of chesed, to the extent that I would say, what more? The whole tachlis v'holachta bidrochov is mahur achum v'ator achum, is to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I have to be like him in more than just the one thing that elevates me to the level to be like him, but that midah sayashrus. Now, when it comes to talking about midah sayashrus, I just want to mention one thing, that this yashrus is a two-way street. Now, this Rosh Hashiva used to talk about all the time, about how the yashrus that we develop in learning will help our yashrus and our integrity in our midas, in our hanhoga. And the yashrus that we practice in our business, in our hanhoga, in our integrity, in our dealings, beinodom achaveiroi, will also have a hashpah on the yashrus that we have in learning. So it works both ways. And therefore, I would suggest that it's not only in the learning musar that we have to work on these things, but even in the learning itself, the more a person can develop yashrus in learning, the more it affects him. I often wondered, you know, where does this true sense of Yerushalayim come from? This true sense of caring about diktuk hadin and doing everything. And one of the places it definitely comes from is the in-depth analysis of learning. Because if I'm so medaktik, I learn Mishnah Berurah, and I'm so medaktik in figuring out exactly what the halacha is, that creates this sense of Yerushalayim. You got to do it right. It's not enough to do it. It's not an approximate observance. It's not, Be'erich, I got it, I think, this is, what's the big deal? You know, it's the spirit of the law that counts. When a person is medactic, whether it's in Mishnah Berurah, and a Mishnah Berurah is a tremendous opportunity to do that, or whether it's in the learning, and even if it's in the learning, Bikias, but I try my best in the time that I have to figure out exactly what is the Gemara saying, what is Rashi saying, what is Tosfos saying, what are the Chazal saying, what are the Rishonim saying, what are the Achronim saying, what is it really with a yashrus, with a sense of clarity, and not to make up stories, explanations rather than interpretations, and focus on getting it, what the language should fit and the steps should fit and the seichel should fit. That generates not only a yashrus in learning, but generates a yashrus in Yerushalayim, a yashrus in Beinon L'Chaveroi, because that becomes the whole mahus of my personality. So it's one ongoing project, both in the learning Musa and both in the regular learning, but it seems that it's critical, no matter how much I achieve, even in the Midas HaChesed, to be roy, to be called Nase Keboiroi. But there's another step of Ponecho, forgot the lotion, Yochazemo Ponov, to be able to see, to be able to get that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that requires the Hashloma as well, or to whatever extent he can be mashlim in the midah of yashrus.